Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horiyos Daf Dalad. We are holding on Daf Gimel and Beis. We are right after the Mishnah on Daf Gimel and Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, of Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It is also sponsored by Rabbi Wechselbaum, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Rivka Bas Akiva, whose yahrzeit is today. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and we would like to once again remind everybody that on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night now, September 11th, we will be having our Siyum on Seder Nezikin together with All Daf, All Torah here in BKNW. Please go to bknw.org for information and to register. We'd like to be able to have numbers so that we can order, tell the caterer appropriately. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, we're going to explain why Rabbi Shimon holds that a Yachid Bebeso is considered to be Tola Bebezdin even after Bezdin is Chozer. Meaning the case was, we said in the Mishnah, that Bezdin issued an erroneous psak, Bezdin was Chozer on that erroneous psak, and then a guy who happened to holed up in his own home followed the original psak of the Beis Din. So that's considered to be Tola Beis Din. So why it is that we assume that way, and then the Gemara is going to challenge the understanding of Rabbi Shimon, and we're going to have three answers to that challenge of the understanding of Rabbi Shimon. So then the Gemara is going to discuss four different ways that four way machlokas tanaim, what the guy does if he sinned after Beis Din was chozer, compare it to other Ashram Talui cases. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Beis Din is only going to be chayiv if the hora'ah wasn't oker mitzvah entirely. We already saw that halacha in the Mishnah, but we're going to give examples, and we're going to have three different opinions of how we know that to be true, that it's only if they were not oker mitzvah entirely. And then we're going to show how all three examples of mistaken psakim are really about things that tzedukim would not agree to, because if it's a davershat stukim modimbo, that also is an exception to this rule of parhelim davershal tzibur. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what if a Beis Din just is oker the malachas choresh. They say, oh, there's such a thing as Shabbos. We know all about it. We learned when we were children, 38 malachas of Shabbos, and they rattle them all off, but there's no such thing as Choresh. Is that called Oker Davar, or is that only a Miktsas Davar because it's one of the Malachos of Shabbos? Then the Gemara is going to talk about what if he paskins that there's no Shabbos during Shemitah, or Beis Din Paz, there's no Shabbos during Shemitah. Is that an Akiras HaMitzvah? They say, yeah, there's Shabbos for 6 years out of every seven. And then the seventh year, Shabbos takes a vacation. So is that called an Akira of an entire thing? Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Beis is going to talk about how it doesn't count as a hora'ah if it's not a viable Beis Din. And we're going to give different examples of a non-viable Beis Din. And the next Mishnah is going to discuss about who's shogeg, who's mazid in terms of the Beis Din and the guy doing the Avera in order to be chayiv this par. So let's begin. Mm-hmm. Again, we're holding out the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Gimel and Beis. Amar Avidum Rav Mai Tamid Rabbi Shimon. Why is it that Rabbi Shimon says if Beis Din made a mistake and then they were chozer on that mistaken psak, but a guy not knowing that they were chozer follows their original psak in his own home, how do I know that such a guy is potter because he's being told in Beis Din? So my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the basis for Rabbi Shimon Shita that he's potter? Hol Bershus Beis Din Uosa. What do you mean? Because he's following Beis Din. He's following what he thinks Beis Din holds. Igadamri, some say this very same teaching a little bit differently. That Amar Rabbi Damrav Omer Hayer Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon says Kol Rosh Yotzabrov Tzibur, any psak of Beis Din that was already disseminated to Rov HaTzibur, even though Beis Din then changed their minds, Yachrosos Apatul Tishlonin Ara Laftan Ben Shogun Mezid. A Yachr who does it is going to be Potter because the Hora'ah is only there to determine whether the person is following Alpida Hora'ah is a Shogig to tell me that he's a Shogig and not a Mezid because he's doing it Alpi Beis Din, and therefore he's going to be Potter. So says the Gemara Meisve, but I'll challenge Rav, because after all, the Brisa tells us, par helim davar shel tzibur. How do we raise the money for a par helim davar shel tzibur? Meaning, what we're going to try to figure out is it possible that a guy betoch beso is not going to know that Beis Din changed their mind from their original psak? Par helim davar shel tzibur sir evel zchavim, but chila govna leyan div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, you know how they pay for it? They do a new collection, a brand new special collection, everyone gets a knock on the door where they say, give us a dollar, and that's how we're going to pay for this problem, Davar Shel Tzibur, because a terrible thing happened, based on Ishul Psak, they were mistaken, and now they need to bring a problem, Davar Shel Tzibur. That is Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mitshumas HaLishcha Hein Bayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they do a collection every year for all the Karbanos HaTzibur, and they do a Tshumas HaLishcha, so that's where the money comes from the Tshumas HaLishcha. So ask the Gemara, but wait, according to Rabbi Shimon, that they do a special collection for it. Amai, why does Rav explain within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that a Yachid that follows the old erroneous Psak of Beis Din is considered to be Tola BeBeis Din, because he has no idea that they changed their mind? Kivin Degavilu Havila Hoda. What do you mean he doesn't know they changed their mind? He got a knock on the door and he wrote a check. So obviously he knows that they changed their mind, because he knows that they were bringing a Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. So says Gemara, three answers. Iba Yaseima Gonsha Gavu Stam. Maybe when they came collecting, they just said, there's a Beis HaMikdash matter that we need money for. And he didn't ask any further questions, and they didn't have to give him any further information. Viba Yaseima Dolo Havila Bimasa, or Kagon Dolo Havila Bimasa. Or it could be when they were doing the collection, this fellow wasn't around. V'iba yaseima, Rav ki idach tana savar. Or it could be that Rav, who explains within Shitas Rabbi Shimon that such a fellow is being tola b'beis din, it does not assume like this brisa. Meaning enochinami, this brisa is against Rav's explanation of Rabbi Shimon. But there's another version of what Rabbi Shimon says that Rav held like. T'tanya ibcha, the other version said the exact opposite. That b'tchila govnan divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's a special collection. Rabbi Shimon says that they would collect from the Tshumas HaLishcha. So a guy that's B'toch Beso would never find out that there was a Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says that such a fellow is being Tola B'Beis Din. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that has four shitos about a guy who's betoch beso and follows the old psak of Beis Din. What his halacha is? Is he chayiv? Is he potter? So Tanya, Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir says, look, a guy that follows the old psak of Beis Din after Beis Din already corrected the erroneous psak has to bring a regular korban chatos, because he's not tola b'Beis Din. He's following his own mistake. He's not following Beis Din's mistake anymore. Rabbi Shimon potter. Rabbi Shimon says, no potter, no korban. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Safek. We're not sure if he's Tola Ba'atzmo or Tola Be'Beis Din, and because we're not sure whether he's Chayav a carbon or not, he brings an Hashem Talui. Mishum Sumchas Amru, a fourth Shita, Talui. So the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that means. Sam Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Talui Ika Benayu. What's the difference between saying Safek and Talui? So the Chilik is, do you bring an Hashem Talui? That according to Rabbi Elazar, there's a Safek Hashakul, whether this guy is Tola Ba'atzmo, in which case he's Chayav to bring a carbon, or is he Tola B'Beis Din, in which case he's potter from a Korban Chatos. So since it's a Safek HaShakul, whether he's Chayav a Chatos or not, so he brings an Hashem Tali. But according to Sumchus, it is not a Safek HaShakul, because he can't say that he's Mamish Tola Ba'atzmo, because he's still following a Hora'ah that came out of Beis Din, and therefore he is being Tola in that. So there's no real Tzad of an absolute Chiyuv, so he does not need to bring an Hashem Tali. And that's the Shita of Sumchus, that it's not a 50-50 Safek, and therefore there is no Asham Talui. Now, we are going to have a Machlokas in tomorrow's daf. Who brings the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur? Rav Meir says it's Beis Din that's Chayiv to bring in, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's the Tzibur that's Chayiv to bring in. We already alluded to this earlier. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mashal du Rabbi Lazar Lamad Davar Dome. Let me give you an example of to illustrate Rabbi Lazar's Shita, who's Mechayiv and Asham Talui, when a guy follows the old erroneous psak of Beis Din after Beis Din has already corrected it, that Rabbi Lazar holds Yechayiv Nashem Talui. You know what that's like? Lo Adam Shachal Savik Chel Savik Shuman. Like a person eats a chaticha of meat, but he's not. But it's a safek whether it's chelav or shuman. He thought it was kosher, and then v'nodalo. Then he finds out, not that it's not kosher, he finds out that we're not sure if it's kosher. He finds out that it's a safek. So at the time that he ate it, he thought that this was perfectly kosher. And then he finds out afterwards, ooh, we're not sure what that was. That might have been chelav that you ate. ate sushamevi ashim. So the halacha is you bring an ashim talui, because it could be that he ate chelev mamish. So there's a tzad of absolute chiyuv. So here also, the person was, it's possible that this person was mamish tola biatzmo, and therefore there's a tzad of absolute chiyuv. So he brings an ashim talui. Velomi by lemandi amr tzibur maisi. And this is doesn't even need to be stated according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the tzibur is the one that brings the paralim davar. So for sure he brings an ashim talui dam farsim amilsa, because it's more forsim that they brought a karban, since it's the tzibur that's responsible for it. So if this guy would have left his house at any point, he would have found out that Bezin was chozer on the psak. He chose to stay home because it's the kind of thing that gets around, since it's the tzibur's responsibility. So when Bezin changes their psak, it's everybody needs to know about it. But even if it were Bezdin's responsibility, Deloma Farsima Milsa, where maybe it's not so before Sam that they were Choser, but still, if he would have asked why we're bringing this par, Havu Amrinlei, they would have told him why they're bringing the par, meaning it is something that he could have found out about. And therefore, there is a tzad of Chiyuv Gomor. So Amr Rabbi Yosef Barav and Vitam Rabbi Yosef Barazvida, Mashal de Sumchus, the Maradavar Dome. What about Sumchus, who holds that it's a Safek, but not a Safek Ashakol, and therefore there is no Ashim Talui? What would you compare that to in a parallel case? La Adam Shehevi Kaparasu Ben Ashmashos. You know what that's like? It's a person who's Chayiv Karban Chatos, was definitely Chayiv Karban Chatos, but brought that Karban during Ben Ashmashos. Halacha is that Karban, it can only be brought during the day. Now there's another halacha that you cannot bring anything after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, but and obviously if you brought a Ben Ashmashos, it's after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. That's what Rashi points out. Karban doesn't become possible if it's not brought. It's a bittel of the Asei Dashlama, but it's not a, it doesn't possible the Karban. So a guy brought this Kapara Ben Ashmashos, Safik Mibo Diom Nischapelo, so it's a Safik whether it was brought to Mibo Odiom, and therefore he has a Kapara Savonos, Safik Mishchashecha Nischapelo, or maybe it was brought Belaila, in which case he did not have a Kapara from this Karban. So it's a Safik, maybe he's still Chayiv Achatas. So Shein maybe Ashim Tali. There's no Ashim Tali in such a case, because there's no Tzad of an absolute Chiyuv. Velomi by the Mandi Amar Beis Din Mevi'in, and you don't even need to tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Beis Din brings the par, that there's no tzad of chiyuv gomer delo iparsim amilsa, that he should not, that it wasn't something that was well known, and he had no way of knowing that Beis Din was chozer, because he didn't have to go to the lishchas agazis to ask the Sanhedrin. Ela filim an yomer tzibur mevi'in dimiparsim amilsa. But even if you hold that the tzibur are the ones that bring it, where definitely people heard that Beis Din were chozer, vavamrinalei, and if he just would have walked out of his house, they would have told him this. Still, there's no tzad chiyuv gamer. Da'acha b'safik b'odiyom safik mechashecha. Because in the case of where it's Safik, where he brought it Mibodiyom, or Safik, where he brought it Mishchashecha, there's a tzad of Petur Gamur, because maybe he brought it Mibodiyom, but there's no tzad of Chiyuv Gamur, because even if he was Makriv Ben Ashmashos, we're not sure where Ben Ashmashos is. We can't know if that was Yom or Laila. So Yishol, Lashka Chinish Dimashayle. And if you were to ask that question, there would be no one who was able to tell him, because no one knows about Ben Ashmashos, whether it's Yom or Laila. The whole thing is, it's a built into the Teva, that there's a Safik. So there's a Tzad of Petur Gamur, because it might have been Mibod Yom, but there is no Tzad of Chiyuv Gamur, and therefore he's not Chayiv Nashim Talui. So too in a case where Beis Din issued a Psak, and then they were Chozer on the Psak, there's a Tzad of Petur Gamur, because the Hara'a it makes this Yachid like a Tola Beis Din. If he never heard of the of them changing back, of them reversing their Psak, so then he's Mamish Shatola Bebezdin, and he's absolutely putter. But there is no tzad of Chiyuv Gamor, because there's no tzad that he's Tola Ba'atzmo completely, because there was at some point a Ra Bebezdin, and therefore the thought of doing this was only entered his head because there was an initial Ra of Bebezdin. So he's never 100% Tola Ba'atzmo. And whenever there's no tzad of Chiyuv Gamor, then you're not going to have an Ashim Talui. An Ashim Talui is when there's a tzad that was Ptur Gomer, and it's out of Chiyuv Gomer, and that's it's Shakel Zekazeh. So then you bring an Ashim Talui. But when there's a tzad of Petur Gomer, but no tzad of Chiyuv Gomer, yes, there's confusion, yes, there's Safek, but there is no Ashim Talui. So Amla Ben Azai, Maishna Mina Yoshev. So the Mishnah had said that Ben Azai challenge to Rabbi Akiva, and he said, why is it any different? Why is someone who's halach lo medina siyam any different than Yoshev l'toch beiso? Right? Why would you potter from Nashim Talui? So Rabbi Akiva said back to Ben Azai, because the Yoshev l'toch beiso, he could have heard that Bezin was chozer. So he's really told the Batsman, he should just leave his house and find out what happened. Whereas lo ha'ilo efshar shiyishma, a guy who's been medina siyam had no way of knowing, and therefore that Bezin changed his mind, and therefore he really is told the Bezin, and he's potter from a korban. So says Gemara, Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai. Ooh, Rabbi Akiva has a good response to Ben Azai. Someone went to the medina siyam, had no way of knowing that Bezin reversed their psak. So why would Ben Azai be mechayiv him in such a case? So Rava explains, you're right. If he was bim medina siyam, Ben Azai would also potter him. The guy had no way of knowing. He's obviously being told the bebezdin. So Ben Azai would say the same. Now, Kamina between them is he's planning for a trip. He did not yet go to Medina Siyam. He's Hechsik Bederech. He's working on planning a trip. According to Ben Azai, he's Chayiv because he's still Bebeso. So he should have been able to hear that Bezin changed their mind. Rabbi Akiva Potter, Hechsik Bederech. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he's already in trip mode. So he's not hearing anything. He's already thinking about catching his flight, and he's thinking about, is the hotel going to be ready for check in when he gets? He's already working. Those weren't the things they worried about when they traveled. Is it a bear that's going to maul me on the road, or is it a bandit? But whatever it is, so he's already hechsik b'derech. He's already thinking about derech related items. So horulo bezin lakor's kolagov. That we then said in the Mishnah that if bezin's psak was to remove an entire din in the Torah, then you're potter. That's not a hora'a. So Tan Rabban, we have a brayse that says as follows: by parol and davar shel tzibur says. Vinelam davar, so veloshe akar mitzvah kula. We dash from there that it's not if they're okar a mitzvah entirely. So Kate said, what's an example? Amruei nida b'torah ein Shabbos b'torah ein avos chav b'torah. If they take like a fundamental principle and they take it out of the Torah, there's no nida, there's no Shabbos, there's no avodah zarah. So that's okar an entire thing, and that's not a hora'ah. Yachli you chayavin. I might have thought that it's still chayav parol davar shel tzibur in such a case. Tamalam vinelam davar veloshe tzali mitzvah kula. That's why the pasuk has to tell me that only if they remove something, a piece of something, not if they remove something entirely. Harelu peturin. So therefore, they're going to be potter paralim davar if they remove something entirely. Aval amru yesh nida b'torah aval bo'al shomer siyom k'negid yom potter. If they say there is such a thing as nida b'torah, but if someone is bo'al shomer siyom k'negid yom, a woman who only saw for one day during the yod alef yom shebein nida l'nida, during the 11 days of ziva, that you're going to be potter. Or yes, Shabbos b'Torah of Motzim Rishus Yachlushus Ram Potter. Or yes, there's such a thing as Shabbos in the Torah, but there's no such thing as Hotzaa in the Torah. Or yes, Shabbos Chav b'Torah of Mishtach v'Potter. Or they say yes, there's such a thing called Avodah Zarah in the Torah, but you're allowed to bow to the Avodah Zarah. Potter over here really means Motzim, because if they just say Potter, that's not anyway in the Parsha Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, because they have to paskin that you're allowed to do it. If they didn't paskin, you're allowed to do it, and you did it anyway, so then you can't say you're being told bebezdin. So over here, when we use the word potter, but it really means motor. So yachlu you peturin. I might think that bezdin is potter from the parallel davar shel tzibur. Tamalomar vinelam davar v'lo kalaguf. That's why it says vinelam davar v'lo kalaguf. So says Gemara. Wait, you would have thought that there's no parallel davar shel tzibur even if they're okar part of something. So if they're okay the entire thing, there's no parallel davar shel tzibur. If they're okay part of something, there's no you would have thought that there's no parallel davar shel tzibur. So what would you have thought the parallel davar shel tzibur is all about? Says Mar Amar Mar, Yachli you peturin. You would have thought that they're pater. Well, ibikim mitzasu biktal mitzas peturin, and bakir is called a guf peturin. If there's no parallel davar shel tzibur when there's a partial kim, and there's no parallel davar shel tzibur when they were okay something entirely, b'may chayavim. Then when is there a parallel davar shel tzibur? So Tana Hachi Kakashale, Ema Davar Kula Milsamashma, Tamalov Vinelam Davar. No, the Yachal is that I would have thought it's reversed. I would have thought that there's only a parallel Davar Shel Tzibur when they're Oker a mitzvah entirely, and that a partial Akira is not parallel Davar Shel Tzibur. And that's why the Pasuk has to tell me no, that if they're Oker something entirely, that's when there's no parallel Davar Shel Tzibur. When they're Oker a mitzvah, that's when there's yes, a parallel Davar Shel Tzibur. My Mashma, how do you get from Vinelam davar that means that nelam part of a mitzvah. Some rula karibay v'nelam mi davar. We read it as if it says v'nelam mi davar. This is a type of drasha where you take the last letter of the previous word and you attach it to the next word. So it's as if it said that mem is v'nelam, it ends with a mem. So as if the mem is both at the end of the word v'nelam and at the beginning of the word davar. So it's v'nelam mi davar that they forgot some of. Chizkiya, right, meaning this is one of the Midrash HaTorah Drashot Ben. Even though we say every morning there are 13, there are way, way more than 13. It's unclear exactly why those 13 made the list. They're not all the most popular ones either in that 13, but some of the, there are many, many others. So Chizkiya Amar, Amar Krav, Asu Achas Mikol Mitzvos. Chizkiya says, no, the Pasuk says, Asu Achas Mikol Mitzvos, Mikol Mitzvos, Lokol Mitzvos. That it's from some of the Mitzvos, but not when you remove the Mitzvah entirely. Mitzvos tarti mashmo, but wait, mitzvos sounds like multiple, plural. So that sounds like it's all the Taryag mitzvos. So achas mikol mitzvos would tell me that if they're oker, one of the Taryag mitzvos, like Shabbos or Nida, and that that you should be chayiv paralam davar shel tzibur. And all it's telling me is that you don't need to be oker all Taryag mitzvos to be chayiv paralam davar shel tzibur. So how do we make the drasha that it's part of a mitzvah? Mitzvos is plural, and therefore it really sounds like it's saying part of mitzvos. So it sounds like if they're okay a mitzvah entirely, it's still paralam davar shel tzibur. So mitzvas ksiv. No, it says it's written mitzvas, not mitzvos, and therefore it's singular. So part of mitzvas means part of a mitzvah. L'chora, the Be'er Sheva points out, the Gemara's next line should have been, wait, doesn't this depend on yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesoras? We actually do pronounce it when we read it as mitzvos, even though it's written as mitzvahs. Okay, this is what to talk about. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says the brisa that says that you're only chayiv when there's a bitul miktsas and a kiyum miktsas, yalev davar davar mizakin mamre, derives this from zakin mamre. D'chsiv bei zakin mamre, it says by zakin mamre, kiyu palim imcha davar, and it also says, lo sasur min adavar asher yigidu lucha, yiminu smal, that you cannot veer from the Rav Beis Din, yiminu smal. So mamre, just like zakin mamre, is only going to be chayiv if he's oker a miktsas mitzvah, not entirely, because it says min adavar velo kol davar, so af bo'ra, so to the parsha paralam davar shel tzibur is also davar v'lo kalaguf, only when it's being oker, when the Beis Din's psak is being oker, part of but not in the entirety of a mitzvah. Amar Rav Dimer Shmuel, ein Beis Din chayavin, asher b'davar she'en atzukim modim bo. Beis Din is only going to be chayiv if their erroneous psak was about something that the tzedukim would not be modim to. Meaning if Beis Din takes something that's mefurash b'kra, that even the tzedukim are modim to, and that they make a mistake about that, then there's not going to be a parallel davar shel tzibur. But davar shel stuk and modim bo paturin. Anything that's stuk and modim bo, it's going to be it's going to be pater. So the Rishonim discuss, so then why do you need to tell me that horu lakor is kolaguf versus horu la, meaning obviously, why not just say they're pater because it's a davar shat stukim modim bo? Meaning, we said before, if they're horu lakor kolaguf, they're going to be pater. How do I know that? Davar, mi davar, nelam, right? We had all these fancy drushes. Just say, if it's kolaguf, it's obviously something that the stukim are molded to, because anything that's an entire, clearly it says psukim about avodah zarah, it says psukim about Nida. It says psukim about Shabbos. So obviously, if it's called a guf, it's something that's stukim modim bo. So why do I need both of these rules? So Tosa says, no, there are certain things that are called a guf that are stukim are not modim to, because there are certain things that are called guf a mitzvah. Eino chinami. The examples we gave aren't good examples of this. Shabbos, Nida, avodah zarah. But there are dinim that are considered called a guf that are not mefurish makra, that the stukim are not modim to. And the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah, says, no, eino chinami. It's the same rule. The rule of kalaguf is the rule of davar shat stukim modim bo. So says Gemara, my time, but what's the reason for Shmuel? So Gemara explains, zil kari beravu. You can't call that a hora'a because it's not a Beis Din if they issued a hora'a against psukim in the Torah. Meaning the hora'a has to come from a legitimate Beis Din. This isn't a legitimate Beis Din if they didn't know something that every second grader is supposed to know when he learns chumash. So says Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, yesh nida b'tarav ala b'al shemar yom kenegid yom pater, that we gave an example example of a miktsas mitzvah that said they say there is need in the Torah, but bol shomer yom keneged yom is pater. V'amai shomer yom keneged yom haksiv is safra la. Now why would you be chayv parlam davar shel tzibur in such a case? After all, the issur of shomer yom keneged yom is mefurash b'Torah. It's something that stukim are modim to because it says v'safra la, and the word la is extra melamit shesofer sechel liachad. And doesn't that teach me that you have a shomer yom keneged yom, and even the stukim are modim to that? Tosafot Rosh says that they must have had a mesorah that the stukim are modim to that, because that's far from mefurash, but they must have had some sort of mesorah that the stukim are takamodim to that. So according to Shmuel, they should be potter, says Gemara. To Amri, no, the case is that the Beis Din said ha'ara'a sharia, gemar bia hu da'asira, that they paskin that tchilas bia is mutter, it's only gemar bia that's asir. Well, it says Gemara Hanami Ksiv, that's also mefurash. It says es mekora ha'era. So you see that even a tchilas bia is a problem. So it says Gemara to Amri, no, what Beis Din's psak was that kedarka asira shalo kedarka sharia. They said that bia shalo kedarka is asir, but bia kedarka is mutter. Says Gemara, that's also mefurash. Haksiv mishkevei isha in the plural. Sounds like multiple ways of bia. To Amri, no, the case must be that Beis Din's psak was kedarka asra afilu ara bishlo kedarka gemar bia asra v'lara asharia. That in Echnami, it's mefurish that hara is a problem. It's mefurish that shalo kedarka is a problem. But it's not mefurish that those two go together. That hara with shalo kedarka is a problem. And that's what Beis Din paskin, that's mutter. So that's a legitimate mistake. Says Gemara, ihachi afilu nidanami. If that's what we're talking about, then even by nida, it's not mefurish such an issue. So the Mishnah could have just said the toast that Beis Din made was about nida. Why does the Mishnah come to a case of shomeris yom keneged yom? Just say that Beis Din issued an erroneous psak relating to nida. What was that erroneous psak? That a bia shalo kedarka with only a tchilas bia is mutter. That was the erroneous psak. Why do you have to talk about shomeris yom keneged yom? Talk about a regular nida, right? And regular nida is much more common. Shomeris yom keneged yom, we assume any type of ziva, we assume is an aberration, right? It's Ramban writes it's some type of illness. It's not something that's normal. Nida, the Torah describes as be'es nidasa. On cycle, when she's supposed to be bleeding. So why would you come up with a case of Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom if you could have just as easily given a case of Nida, Eliolam Kedarka? Now really the Psak of Beis Din was about a Bia Kedarka. Udamri Ara B'Isha Dava Hu D'Chsiva. But Beis Din's mistake was, they said that yes, Ha'ara'a is enough to be Mechayev you, but only when a woman's a regular Nida, not when she's a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. V'Iba Yaseima, or it could be that Da'amri Zava Lo maybe Beis Din's mistake was dafka by saying that a woman can only become a zava during the day, but at nighttime she cannot become a zava. Kol yimei zava. So it sounds like yamim v'lo leilos. So that's something that the tzdukim are not moda to, because it's not mefurish in the Torah, and therefore Beis Din is going to be chayiv on such a psak. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yesh Shabbos b'Torah Rav L'Motzim Rishos L'Rishos Pater, that an example of not being oker kol aguf is that Beis Din is moda that there was Shabbos, but their erroneous psak was by saying that there's no such thing as hotza'ah. So according to Shmuel, who says that anything that's mefurish in the Torah, Beis Din's not going to be chayv paralim davar shel tzibur. Isn't this mefurish in the Torah? Hotzah aksiva. It's a why should Beis Din be chayv? It says hotzah mefurish not in the Torah, but in Nach in Sefer Yirmiyah. Lo sotziu masa mi batechem biyom haShabbos. The pasuk continues. Says the Gemara, da amri hotzah u da aser hachnasa mutter. Either that they said hotzah is aser, hachnasa is mutter. V'iba yisem da amri hotzah u da asira moshe. Zorek Shari. Or maybe they said both Hotzah and Achnasa are included in the Yisr, but not if you throw something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, not if you pass something to somebody else. So that's not Mefurish in the Torah. That's a legitimate mistake, and therefore that's going to be Mechayev Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. Tanan, Yeshav Uzchav Mitarav Mishtachve Pater. The example we gave in the Mishnah of Oker Miktsas Davar that Beis Din is going to be Chayev for is they say, yes, there's Avodah Zarah, but being Mishtachve, you're going to be Pater. Why is that considered something that the Einus Tukim Modim Bo? After all, Mishtachva Ksiva, it's Mefurish in the Chumash, Tuchsiv Lo Sishtachave Le'el Acher, Da'amri Asir Yishtachavaya Kedarka, Aval Shalom Kedarka Sharia. Now, maybe Beis Din's Psak was, yes, Yishtachava Azasir, when that's the Derech of Avodah Zarah, of that particular Avodah Zarah. But if it's not the Derech Avodah, of that particular Avodah Zarah, their Psak was that it's Mutter, and that's not against anything Mefurish in the Torah. V'iba Yisei Da'amri, or maybe they'll say, ishtachavaya gufa kedarko huda asir, di ispa pishri yadayim raglayim. That ishtachavaya is only going to be asir when you do it with full pishri yadayim raglayim. Ha ishtachavaya de lespa pishri yadayim raglayim sharia. But if you do ishtachavaya without full spreading out the hands and the legs, that's going to be mutter. And that's not ishtachavaya without pishri yadayim raglayim is not mefurish in the Torah. So the tzedukim are not molded to that, and therefore you chayiv a par on such a case. Okay, so we said Bezin is not going to be chayiv if they're oker kol aguf. So frek the Gemara, by Rav Yosef, ein charisha b'Shabbos. What if Bezin said there's no such thing as plowing on Shabbos? There are 38 melachos of Shabbos. They don't have plowing on their list. So mahu miyam rikivin dikav moda b'kula milsa. Do we assume that since they're moda that there is such a thing as melacha Shabbos, and they're moda about the other 38 melachos, they didn't say ein Shabbos min haTorah? So kibitul mitzvah sukiyim mitzvah stami. So that's like they're not oker kol aguf. Or do we say no, but they're uprooting Charisha? So it says Mar Tashima, I will bring you a raya. An example of being oker miktsas is when they say there's such a thing as nida, just not shomeres yom keneged yom. But aren't they being oker shomeres yom keneged yom entirely? So apparently when you're oker an entire section of something, that's only called miktsas. So too, if you're oker one av malacha of Shabbos, that's only called miktsas. So says Gemara, no, amalach Rav Yosef shomeres yom dekamrin on kiddushanin. The shomeres yom that we're talking about in the Mishnah is like we just said on Amud Aleph, that we're talking about the Beis Din paskind to allow a tchilas bia on a shomeres yom keneged yom, or they allowed a zava who's only tameh because she saw belaila and not biyom, because they said that their psak was you only become tamei b'yom and not b'layla. So that's a bitul mitzas because it's not even denying all of shomeres yom keneged yom. Meaning the case where the Mishnah said that b'al shomeres yom keneged yom pater didn't mean that they were saying that every shomeres yom keneged yom is pater. They said one detail within shomeres yom keneged yom, that if the re'iyah was b'layla or it was hara, it was the tchilas b'yom. That's all they denied, but they didn't deny the entire thing. So Tashma says, well, let's try to bring another raya about whether denial of Harisha is considered Akiras Davar. Yes, Shabbos B'Torah. We gave the example in our Mishnah where they say there's Shabbos in Torah. Avlamos Mirshus Yachal Shusram Pater. But if so, they said there's no din of Hotsa'a. So then they're going to be Chayiv Paralam Davar Shal Tibur. So Vamayo Karin Lotsa'a Kol Yikur. Now this is seems like a really good parallel, right? We want to know if Bezin says there are only 38 Malachos, but there's no such thing as Harisha. Is that called that they're Oker something entirely? Well, when the Mishnah wanted to give an example of being oker something partially, that they're going to be chayiv, it said that the Beis Din said that there are 38 melachas in the Torah, it's just hutza'ah is not one of them. So this seems like a really good parallel. So it says, no, hasam nami kiddushanin. No, we already explained that the case the Mishnah was talking about was not where they denied hutza'ah. That's a beferish pasuk in Yirmiyah that there's such a thing called hutza'ah. It's where they denied that you violate hutza'ah by zrika, by hoshata, but they admitted to hutza'ah. So we don't have a raya as to whether it's Akiras Kalaguf when they deny Choresh. So Tashima, Yesh Avos Chavim B'Torah Avon Mishtach V'Pater. What about the example of the Mishnah where they said there is Avodah Zarah in the Torah, but Mishtachve is Pater? So we said that's called Miktsas. That's not called Akiras Kalaguf. V'amayva Karyon Lishtachavaya Kalikar. But they're okay, that entire section of Avodah Zarah called Lishtachavaya L'Avodah Zarah. So shouldn't the same thing be true when it comes to Charisha and Shabbos? Says Marno Amri, Lishtachavaya Nami Kiddushanin. We already answered that one also, because we already said that Lishtachavaya doesn't mean that they deny that there's an Isra of Lishtachavaya L'Avodah Zarah. It's a Beferish of Pasuk and Sefer Shemos that there's an Isra of Ishtachavaya. They were just saying that. It's even that below Pishri Yadayim Vraglayim, it's Mutter or something like that. By Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir raises another Shiloh. What if Bezin says, Ein Shabbos B'Shvius Mahu? What if they say, yes, there's such a thing called Shabbos, and 6 out of 7 years, you need to observe Shabbos. But every Shemitah year, you don't have to worry about Shabbos. So B'Maito says, why would they say something like that? So B'Adim Krad, they made a mistake in the following pasuk. B'Charesh U'V'Katzir Tishbos, that in the plowing and in the harvesting, you should be Shoves. So B'Zman Dika Charisha, Yika Shabbos, B'Zman Dika Charisha, Leka Shabbos. Maybe the way they learn the pasuk is that when you're doing charisha in your fields, meaning the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, that's when you have a din called Shabbos. That when you're plowing all week long, so then you have a din called Shabbos where you rest from malacha. But if you're not plowing all week long, then there's no din called Shabbos. So mi amrina and kivin de mekayimin la b'shar shnei shavua kibitul mitzvos v'kiyum mitzvos dami. Do we say that since they're still acknowledging that there is such a thing called Shabbos, it's just reserved for the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, so that's called only a bitul mitzvos? Odom l'kivin de karyon lay b'shvi is kakiris haguf dami. Or do we assume that since they're being okered entirely during the Shemitah year, that's called an akiris haguf? So now the Torah tells us that a navi who tells people to paskins for people to do avodah zara is chayiv misa, but there's a machlokas in Masech Sanhedrin. According to the Chum, he's chayiv skilo. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's chayiv chenek, and that's whether he's oker kol a mitzvah or he's oker only part of the mitzvah. But a navi who says to violate a different mitzvah that's not avodah zara, there's no machlokas. Everyone holds that if he's oker kol a mitzvah, it's bechenek, and if he's oker mitzvah mitzvah, he's going to be potter. So with that background, Amar Ravina Toshimal, bring your raya, navi. If you have a navi, MS, and then in the end of the day, he started being a navi sheker. Shouldn't navi lakor davar mi divrei Torah chayiv? If he's misnavi to be oker davar mi Torah, he's going to be chayiv chenek lebitul mitzvah lekiyum mitzvah. But if it's about a part of a mitzvah, Rabbi Shimon Omer potter. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be potter ubavod chavim. But if he's being misnavi that he's telling you to do avodah zara, afilu Omer hayom ovda. Even he says just do the avodah zara today lemachar bitla, and then discard it tomorrow. Chayiv, he's still going to be chayiv askil according to the Chamim. So you see that when you say hayom ivdu avodah zara and tomorrow forget about it, that's called bitul mitzas akiyum mitzas. So isn't that the same as someone who says that there's no Shabbos during Shemitah, that it's a bitul mitzas akiyum mitzas, not an akiris kol aguf? So shmamina ain Shabbos b'shvi'is kibitul mitzas akiyum mitzas dami shmamina. The Gemara says yeah, it's taka good raya. Okay, next Mishnah. Horu bezin v'yada echem yan shato. What if bezin issued a psak and one of the members of the bezin knew that it was a mistake? And he told them, you guys are making a mistake, and they didn't listen. Or maybe the Rosh Beis Din wasn't there at the time that they issued their erroneous hora'ah. Or maybe one of the members of the Sanhedrin was puzzled to be a member of the Sanhedrin because he was a ger. A ger is wonderful. We love the ger. We have many mitzvahs about a ger, but he's not allowed to have a position of srara, so he's not allowed to be on the Sanhedrin. Or he's a mamzer, he's a nasin, or zakin shalaroi lebanim, or he's a zaken who already forgot about Tsar Gidul Banim. He's not roi to have children anymore. All of those people are not roi loho ra'ah. So it turns out that was the Sanhedrin that wasn't roi loho ra'ah. Hareza potter. Shnemar kan eda v'nemar la'alan. It says over here by Parlam Dov Shal Tzibur eda, and it says by Sanhedrin eda. Ma eda amur la'alan. Kulan roi loho ra'ah. Just like the eda in describing Sanhedrin means that they're all roi loho ra'ah. Af eda amur kan. Achu kulan roi loho ra'ah. So over here also, they all need to be ra'oi lahora'ah, and if it's a non-viable Beis Din, then they don't issue a viable psak, and therefore it's not subject to parol davar shel tzibur. So shaloyim mufshel shel Beis Din sham minolan. How do I know that there's no chiyuv par when the mufshel shel Beis Din isn't there? Some Rav Sheshes v'chein tan de Rabbi Yishmael mipnei ma amru. Why did the chacham say that horu b'davar shel stokin modim bo p'turin, that if Beis Din is matir something that even the stokin know that you're going to be potter from parol davar shel tzibur mnei shayilam lilmod, because they should have known this din that's mefurosh v'lo lamdu, and they didn't learn this din, so therefore it's not a ra, because that's not a shogeg, that's amazing. If you don't open up a chumash, see what the din is. So in the case of loya mufla shel beis din sham, so in a case where the mufla of beis din was not there, nami p'turin, they're all also going to be pater mepnei shayilam lilmod v'lo lamdu, because the mufla wasn't there to teach them the din. So they're not a shogeg, they're considered amazing in that hora'ah. Nemar sham eda v'nemar kan eda. We said it says in both places eda, ashu kulin roi lo ra, and therefore it teaches us that everybody on the basin needs to be roi lo ra. So v'hasam inalan, over there by the Sanhedrin, how do I know that we're talking about a Sanhedrin that everybody is roi lo ra? Tamar Rav Chista explains, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says by the Sanhedrin, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to find 70 men, to 70 chacham, 70 zekenim, he says v'zyatvu sham imach. So what does imach mean? Bedomin lecha. It means get 70 people who could stand with you, who could hold a candle to you, who are doma to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, which means that the roi lo ra. So by all Sanhedra, ra'os. You need people who are ra'i la'ra. So it says, Mara, ema imach l'shchina. No, maybe imach means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him that he should have people with him and they shouldn't go l'fnai v'l'fnim because that's the makom of the shchina. So elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, the makar that they all need to be ra'i la'ra is the following. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'nasu itach, that they will bear the burden of the psak with you. Itach b'domalach. So it's not imach. Imach might be about location and not going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But itach means b'domalach, that they need to be miyuchas, they need to be ra'i la'ra, and from there we see that all dayanim need to be ra'i la'ra in order for it to be a viable bezin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the next Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.